Good evening. I'd recommend you stay still. The more you struggle, the tighter your bonds will get. Yes, you might have noticed that you've been captured. How? It wasn't exactly difficult. You're not as athletic as you think. Considering how large you are compared to me, it was laughably simple to incapacitate you. Don't ask how I got you in here. That's a conversation for another time. Yes, you've no doubt realized that you're naked. Why? You ask a lot of questions for somebody bound on my table. Right now, you're in my playroom. You call it a torture chamber. I call it different. It all depends on your idea of fun. My idea of fun is hunting. Although, I usually prefer stronger prey. You were far too easy. I had a feeling you'd pose little challenge. I wouldn't normally inconvenience myself with such mundane work, but you angered me. Anyway, you're naked because that's how I want you to be. And from now on, everything that happens to you is because I've decided it so. You consider yourself an alpha male, tormenting those you see as beneath you. But you're stuck in a web of falsehoods. You're no alpha. Ha, I'd barely consider you a beta. Do you think it makes you appear strong to pick on the innocent? I've seen you on the grounds. Making a fool of yourself, bothering girls who want nothing to do with you. I saw you on day one, and I've been observing you ever since. At first, I thought you were just a nuisance, but turns out, you're a little bit worse than that. You're not an annoying fly buzzing around the heads of those smarter than you. You're a parasite. Filthy. Reliant on the energy of others, with no concept of self except to drain and feed on your betters. Why am I doing this to you? We haven't even started. But the real reason you're on my table is because you made the unfortunate decision to terrorize my brother, and that's my job. So now, I have to teach you a lesson. And I'm going to give you something you've been wanting. Yes, I'm going to give you attention of the sexual variety. Don't get too excited, though. It isn't going to be like you imagined it. I'm not going to dirty myself by letting you orgasm and sending you on your way. I'm going to push you to the edge so many, many times. Until you're aching. Until you're whimpering like a dog. Until you're begging me to let you come. And maybe I will at some point. Or maybe I won't. We'll see how I feel later on. For now, I'll start with a tease. Since I know men like you can't resist seeing a pair of breasts. There we go. Unbutton my dress. Do you like them? Answer me. Yes, so pale and soft. Don't you wish you could touch? I know how you've gestured at women, pretending to grab their chests. Would you want to touch mine? Answer truthfully. If you lie, I'll do worse than torment your cock. I'll draw blood. Or I'll run incredibly painful experiments on you, because I'm a woman of science. And I've always been curious to see how many times a man can ejaculate before it becomes unbearable. You wouldn't want that. So tell me, how badly do you want to cup my breasts and squeeze them? Oh, you've chosen obedience. Good, good. Yes. They're rather supple, symmetrical. Pathetic how men like you get so erect just from witnessing a pair of nipples. You're no better than an infant child, mouth watering to suckle. You can't touch them, but you can look at them and feel your cock get hard from the thought of sucking them. I see you twitching. Your cock is already getting so swollen. Despite the serious amount of danger you're in, your testosterone betrays you. All you can think about is sex. What if I were to touch your cock now? Would you explode? Surely you won't orgasm so easily. That wouldn't be very fun. But I can't say I'd be surprised if you ejaculated before the fun even began. Let me use one finger. And, tease the tip. Rub the frenulum with my fingertip. Such a small amount of sensation, yet it's better than nothing, isn't it? Imagine if I leaned over your body and kissed it. In your dreams. You can think about it all you want. My lips pressing down on the tip of your cock, getting you wickedly hard, until your pre-cum leaked out and I kissed that too, smearing your liquid all over my lips. Not that I would ever put my mouth anywhere near your cock. Feel free to think about it though. I already know what goes on in your head. Nothing is stopping you from thinking about how nice it would be to feel my tongue dragging up the underside of your dick, swallowing you down all the way. Never going to happen. I like how hard you are just from this. Do you want more? You look confused. You're curious to see what else I'm willing to give you. Of course you are. Your brain is hardwired to think about sex and nothing but sex. I'll squeeze it, but just that. No movement. Just my grip around the head of your cock, choking it off. There. Firmly. Don't you dare move your hips. You are not fucking my hand. Stay still. What? Does that feel good? Pressure around your cock? You haven't known the touch of a woman quite like this, have you? Is it everything you dreamt about? Not quite. Maybe in your nightmares. Good. I want you to lie awake at night remembering these moments we're sharing. Maybe you'll take some time to reflect on your behavior and become a better person. Actually, I'll make sure of it. Use this as a lesson. If you think you're gonna go around bothering others, making them uncomfortable, just remember what I'm capable of. And even if you can't see me, I'll see you. I have ways of keeping tabs. Nothing you do will ever be in secret. Nothing. I'll see you. Always. In your room, while you watch that disgusting pornography you love so much. Even if you sneak off for a quick session in the washroom, I'll know. And next time, it won't be quite like this. I'll show you my collection of torture devices. Unbearable pain, the likes of which you could never imagine. Not a drop of pleasure to be had. Unlike tonight, I'm going to turn your fetishes against you. Blur the line between pleasure and torment. Squeeze your cock in my hand a bit harder. How's that? Feels kind of good. I love watching men like you degenerating. You always think you're the one in control, but you're not. You're desperate, pathetic. Go on then, try to fuck my grip. Let's see how desperate you are for release. You can't help yourself. Your brain clouds over and you become a mindless, fucked out cum factory, churning out useless orgasms, wasting your sperm, spilling it all over while you consume porn or touch yourself to the thought of women who will never want you. Is that too hard? Perfect. No, you don't want to anymore. You want me to release you? And you think disobeying me now will get you closer to freedom? You're more foolish than I thought. Do it, or I'll use you for practice. What kind of practice? I've always wanted to perform a castration, but I've never had a willing test subject. I suppose unwilling would do. There you go. That's what I thought. Buck those hips. Fuck my hand. And stare at my tits while you're at it. I want to extract as much cum from you as possible. Keep going. Faster. Are you gonna burst? Yes. Oh, better stop then. What? I told you I would make it hard and edge you for as long as I want. Look at your cock, so swollen, begging. You want me to touch it again? Say it. I want you to beg me to make you come. I'm not convinced. Say, please jerk my cock. Okay. Stroke, stroke. Stroke, stroke, stroke. Faster. Squeeze harder. Are you getting there already? That was quick. You're so desperate to come, you're practically whimpering. Go on then. Come. If you want to come so badly, then do it. Ah, there. We have compliance. Not the most impressive sample, but that's enough. No, I won't stop. It's sensitive. Perfect. I thought this was what you wanted. A woman to pay attention to you? Since you're clearly touch-starved. Not like this, you say. You can't have it your way. I already told you that. But I'm sure you figured that out. So I'll keep milking your cock as much as I want, even if your body starts to tremble. Bite your lip. Hold your breath. Yes, hold your breath. Here, let me help you cut off your air supply. Don't struggle. They say orgasms are stronger when you can't breathe. Should we test that theory? It doesn't matter. You will come again because you can't hold it in. Despite it all, you are still just a mindless, sex-addicted drone. Molded and corrupted by hours and hours of pornography consumption. You're just happy to have someone's hand on your cock that's not your own. So what are you waiting for? Come again. You can't. I think you can. I know you can. Oh. Fine, I'll stop choking you. Coward. How many times have you stroked yourself to completion multiple times in one sitting? This should be easy for you. And even more so because I'm doing all the work for you. Unless you want to behave and fuck my hand again. jerking your cock. Come on. Come again. Do it. Do it. Oh, you want my mouth? There. How's that for my mouth? Spit on your nasty cock. You think I'd ever give you the pleasure? You're dumber than I thought. Come again. Now. You're right there. You're right there. Yes. Come. Come. Do it. Come right now. Uh-huh. Yeah, let it out. Let it out. I know you want to. Go on. Yeah. There you go. Oh, there you go. You're right there. There it is. Oh, how your body twists and your thighs shake. You look like an animal caught in a trap. Because that's what you are. Slow down? Absolutely not. The more you protest, the worse I'll make it for you. Oh, you moan and plead for it to end, yet you're still hard. Even after two orgasms, just the simple act of my hand gripping your shaft is keeping you suspended. You work through the pain, the sensitivity. I'll force you to orgasm again. And once my arm gets tired, I'll use a machine on you to milk every last drop from your balls until you're truly empty. You don't want to come again? No? Tell me. Say you don't want me to make you come anymore. I don't care what you want. I want you to come again. And you will. You're so close already. It's either this or something much worse. So I suggest you close your eyes and imagine something pretty. Oh, don't try to butter me up. Your compliments fall on deaf ears. I don't care if you find me attractive or not. It won't change anything. You're still gonna come for me. Right now. Yeah, submit to me. Keep going. Stroke you harder. Is it starting to hurt? Good. Come. Right now. There you go. There you go. You know better than to disobey me now. See? Your mind is so malleable. You're already enslaved to me and I won't even have sex with you. No, this is all you get. Yeah. Come. I don't care if you don't want to. You're going to come. Right now. There you go. There you go. Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, no. This is all you get. Three orgasms. So far. Do you think I was finished? I told you. I'm using you as a study. I have to see how many times you can come before your body gives out. I think you have more left in you. Yes. Yes, you do. Quiet. No doesn't mean anything to me. Do you know how many people cried no before meeting my wrath? Too many to count, truthfully. Anyway, I need to hydrate. We have lots more work to do.